with this power blackout, we've heard a lot about electrical grids. There are certain advantages to having these kind of connecting networks. It's easier to share power among different providers, for example, but it can also cause problems. One single failure can spread rapidly. Thomas Overby is an associate professor of electrical engineering at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and he's an expert in power grids, and he joins us now. What exactly is a power grid, and how exactly does it work?
Well, the entire eastern part of the United States and Canada is one big electrical circuit. So when you think about your wall outlet, that's actually a gateway to a vast network that covers a good chunk of the continent. All of those wires are interconnected.
And how did this outage, we're told that it started in either northern New York or perhaps further north in Canada, how did this outage spread so quickly and cover so much ground?
Well, one thing you need to keep in mind is that in a large circuit like the eastern United States, power is traveling many hundreds of miles from the generators to the electric loads. So if you have a hot weather condition on the East Coast, and I guess it was cooler here in the Midwest, a lot of power might be going from west to east. So a lot of power was probably going through Michigan, through Ontario, into New York, and down into New York City. If you lose a line, usually it takes more than just a single line. Usually it takes a couple lines to cause real problems on the grid. You lose a line, the power that was flowing on that line has to go somewhere else, and it can overload other circuits. Those have to be taken out, and then it causes a cascading effect.
And so what does it take to reverse that? How do you bring the power back up, and how long might that take?
Well, we don't have a lot of experience with putting the whole eastern part of the U.S. back together. So my guess is it's going to take many hours, maybe as much as a day for some locations. That's assuming that no equipment was damaged as a result of this outage. And my guess is probably not too much was damaged.
And very quickly, Professor, does this point to larger problems or vulnerabilities in the system?
Well, we certainly need to be building more transmission lines to strengthen our electrical system. That's something that hasn't been going on for the last several years. It's very hard to build a new transmission line, and we certainly do need new ones.
Thomas Overby, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thomas Overby is an associate professor of electrical engineering at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana.